What if your emotions weren't holding you back, but pointing you towards the you that's been waiting to rise? Underneath the old beliefs, emotional wounds, and people-pleasing, you know there's more. More joy, more peace, more of you ready to rise. It's time to step into and claim your penthouse potential. Welcome to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, your transformational coach, corporate wellness facilitator, and nervous system regulator. Let's rise.
Exactly. Let's rise. I am elevating you from stressed and stuck to calm, clear, and confident. That's what my show is about doing. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator on the Inspired Choices Network. Would love to have feedback in the chat, but those who reach out to me to give me feedback from my episodes, thank you. Thank you very much. I enjoy the feedback. I enjoy that I either enlighten somebody or that they wish they had this outlook on life. But let me say, who is Sandy Bird? So I'm a transformational and empowerment coach. I am recently been coined the Costco of coaching because I have many different certifications, because as I've walked the walk, I talk the talk, and I want to help you stand taller, walk prouder, be more empowered within yourself. Where can you find me? On all social media platforms under Sandy with those two E's, S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, B-Y-R-D. And that is also the name of my coaching is sandybird.com. And what all do? I help people regulate their nervous system through my coaching programs, as well as help you thrive through forgiveness, unleash your authentic self, and empower you at the end, because we all need that empowerment to rise up. And that's what this emotional elevator is. It's about helping you elevate from where you are to where you're meant to be. And tonight's show is all about proof versus presence. It's a big topic. Proof versus presence. So let me read you what this show is about. So how much of your life has been spent trying to prove yourself to your family, your partner, your coworkers, or even the voice in your own head? I think we've all been there. In this episode of Emotional Elevator, I will explore the trap of living for proof and validation versus the freedom of living in proof versus presence. When we stop striving to convince others of our worth and instead anchor into our being, we claim our energy, our joy, and our truth. Join me as we talk about releasing the burden of proof and embracing the power of presence, the space where confidence, authenticity, and peace naturally unfold. In this episode, I will guide you to release the need to prove yourself and instead unleash the power of living fully in presence, because your worth was never meant to be proven, it was meant to be lived. Are you ready to step into your presence and let go of the proving? Tune in and take the elevator to freedom. Perfect topic for emotional elevator, because that is life. Sometimes we don't realize we're proving ourselves, but we always are. Sorry. Think about the first time you went to school. You were there to prove yourself, to prove who you are, prove you knew what you knew. And then as you learn things, you had more proof of who you are. But let's talk about the first time you go get a job. You're going in there to prove you deserve that job. And then we continue to do that. Some people strive to be at a certain level and then they're okay. See, I have turned down bigger positions sometimes in my life. And everyone always said, what's wrong with you? Well, I had a lot of things going on in my life during that time, so I didn't have to prove anything to anyone. I knew I was worthy of that position, but I didn't want it. Because maybe in my present life, I needed more than that position. And see, and that's what tonight's show is about stepping into present and what you really want and step away from proving that you've got to have it, or that false belief of having to prove yourself, because maybe you scroll or you have friends that might look better than you, might have a better job than you. So your envious and jealousy take over your brain, and you've got to do something more and bigger and better. I've been there. So I'm walking the walk and I'm talking the talk. And it's that we lose the sight of presence, of our presence in our life, of just being who we want to be. So I work with many clients that this is a big topic. If when they lose a job and they don't turn around and get a job right away, or they don't want that big promotion, what's wrong with me? There's nothing wrong with you. Why do you think there's something wrong with you? Because you want to take a moment to rest. If you've been working your whole entire life and now you're in a different season of your life, what's wrong with taking that moment to be present and figure it out? Figure out who you want to really be in this presence of life. And then there's the people that are going through like relationship, maybe a divorce, maybe empty nesting. And then they're like, oh, well, I got to prove this or prove that I'm doing something. Why? Why do you have to prove that you're doing something maybe in your empty nesting part of your life? See, it's okay to take the moment and go, huh, I'm present. And what is meant for me? That is a big practice that I work with my clients on, is being present. Because we all get in the loop of having to prove. And that's where a lot of problems come within us. The triangle of drama, the victim, the prosecutor, the helper, I'm trying to think of that word, because I talked about it today, is we get into that triangle where we've got to be one of these identities, and each one of them has something. And maybe our identity is just who we want to be and not what maybe our family put on us to be, or our spouse expects of us, or we want to prove that we are the best parent to our children. How do we prove that? By being present? No, by giving presence. That is the biggest. And I'm going to say this word, failure, that we do, is think about Christmas, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, whatever you celebrate around that season where it has to deal with gifts of giving. Why do we always strive to give more? And then we're not present. There were so many times around the holidays so that I could give my kids all the gifts that they wanted to prove their worth to their friends. What was I doing? I wasn't present. I was maybe picking up extra time here, maybe doing something extra here to make a little extra money. And then think about that. What did we prove to our children? That their worth too is monetary. So we're continuing that cycle. So when we overdo and not have them learn presence, instead we give them presents. We give them all these things and then they figure out they don't really know what their worth is or what their value is, because we've given it to them and now they're out in the real world and they're like, oh gosh, now I got to do the same thing. And then they're overextending themselves. And maybe not. Maybe they have the best job. But it was, oh gosh, it's been probably 7 or 8 years ago. I had the best, no, but started, been with my husband 14 years, so probably 12 years ago, I had the best orthopedic doctor. She was the best. She was a combination of Eastern and Western medicine culture, where she knew I didn't want to take like all the drugs for my inflammation, and she diagnosed me with a lot of my physical body ailments with my back, my pelvis, everything. Got me into physical therapy. Absolutely. If she would have told me, if you cut off your right hand, you'll be better. I probably would have contemplated cutting off my right hand. That's how good of a doctor. And one day I walked in, she was, I just want to tell you I'm leaving. And I was like, oh, so where are you going? Are you moving? Where are you going? And she goes, you know what? I never wanted to be a doctor. But because I come from a family of doctors, I'd approve to them that I could become a doctor. And I don't want to be a doctor. And it was like, what? What? I was stunned. Here is someone who came from a family where the expectation to prove themselves was to get this degree, and they didn't want it. She didn't feel fulfilled. She didn't feel like she was being present in herself. She felt she was proving. And I still remember, if I would have known that moment that I was going to become a coach, I would have like said, hey, look, can we work something out? I would love to, you know, get knowledge from her. Because to hear somebody who had spent so much time in school, having to get the grades, having to do this, and became a specialized doctor and was not happy and was walking away. And you know, the one thing I do remember from the whole conversation is I've spent my whole life proving that I was good enough, that I was one of my family members. And it's done nothing but brought me heartache because I don't enjoy my life. And now I've decided I don't need to prove it to anybody. I just want to be. She was a great artist, so I still don't remember what she decided to do, but she said, you know what? I'm going to take some time and figure it out. I was like, wow. Wow. And another doctor that I loved, spent many years with, same thing, walked away because just didn't feel it. And I'm like thinking, wow, these are incredible people. But like I said, we continue to put that on generations after generations. See, I know I've done it. I've felt like I had to prove myself out in the world. You know, go on my social media. I make posts and then some weeks I'm like crickets. Like, where's Sandy at? I have sometimes a week worth of posts and then I'm just like, you know what? I'm not posting that because I don't have anything I have to prove. If you work with me, that's the proof. If I can just empower you to be who you want to be and stop proving who you want to be. I wish everyone was out there in TV land and able to raise their hands and I see it. Because I know we've all been at some part in their life, whether it's from elementary school, our first jobs, our careers, college, our parents. We've always been taught that we need to prove ourselves. Why is just being who we are proof enough? See, I've spent years of my life being envious of other people because I'm a big bone girl. But I realized recently in my life that I've spent too much time trying to prove that I belong in places. When I'm myself, I'm accepted. It's because when you force yourself, you're not accepted because you're not being authentic. And if you let go of the proof and bring in the presence, you become more authentic because you're happy within yourself. And here's the thing. If you are a parent, a grandparent, even a spouse, you're setting an example for your next generations and generations to come. Because when we always feel the need to prove our motherhood, our was going to say spousalhood. That's not a word. Or prove that we're a great wife or husband. We're really not being present in the relationship. You know, how many relationships have you looked at in your friend circles or maybe in status quo and said, man, that's the couple I want to be like? And you try to prove that you can be like them. And then they're having a bitter divorce. And you found out one of them was abusive or cheated on another one, or they just were so superficial. But yet, you were trying to prove that you could be like them. And you weren't being present into who you authentically are. Because it's that proving part of us that we're not being authentic to who we are and we're not being present. Well, it is time for the break tonight, since this is only a half an hour show. And I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. If you want to reach out to me, please reach out to me at sandybirdcoach@gmail.com or sandy@sandybird.com. Go on any of my social media platforms, Sandy Bird, Sandy with two E's, S-A-N-D-E-E, Bird, B-Y-R-D, at all social medias, or sandybird.com is my website. But let's get to that break.
Are you living a life of psychological trauma or suffering from an addiction? Are you ready to learn new techniques to elevate your emotions without sustaining or obtaining them from substances that are not good for your mind or body? Then continue to tune into Emotional Elevator with trauma, addiction, life, and spiritual coach, Sandy Bird, where you will learn techniques to elevate your emotions that don't require a magic pill, food, or impulsive behavior. Listen to Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird, Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific, on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
This is Emotional Elevator with Sandy Bird. To participate in this program, join the live studio audience in our chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send an email to sandy@emotionalelevator.com. Now, back to the program.
Well, welcome back. I am Sandy Bird. I'm the host here on Emotional Elevator. You are watching me or listening to me on Inspired Choices Network. Or if you are listening to me on Apple, please like and subscribe and leave me a comment. And please, if there's anyone that could get value from this, please share it with them. And tonight's topic is all about proof versus presence. And in the first half of the show, I was talking all about how many times have you given presence for proof? And how are you setting up your children or grandchildren or whoever in your life that they have to prove themselves at this point with worth or value by monetary reasons? And how it could be self-liberating if you just were present. See, that's where we like to prove ourselves, in the monetary way. And I started off by saying, when you go to school for the first time, it's all about proving that you belong. Then you go for your first job, you're proving that you deserve that job. But what if those are the only times you had to prove yourself? Proving you deserve the job, not the promotion, not giving into gifts and overexpending on a house or a car to prove your worth. Because when it comes down to it, a lot of people aren't judging you for what you have. And if they are, they're really not your friends. But what if they judged you for being your present self? Because presence, being present, you're being authentic. Being present, you're being free to be who you're meant to be. And in life, when we are being present within ourselves, we can expand who we are as a person. And we're also providing knowledge for our future generations, or maybe our generations that are here now. Because I can tell you with my clients, that's the biggest part, is they feel that they've got to prove themselves. If not in a relationship, in a career, in society, to their parents, to their children, to their spouse. They're spending too much time proving themselves and not enough time being present with themselves. Sometimes when we're always doing things, like we got to get the perfect pictures, that's proving. It's not being present. That was the biggest gift that I started giving myself, was when I went on retreats or when I was doing classes. I was always deciding that I didn't want to be taking the pictures to look back on. I want to be present in the moment. Because the memories here are always going to be better than those pictures. Because all it takes is for you to lose the phone, you didn't back up, and those pictures are gone. Being present, I can remember situations. I can remember certain things. So how can you be more present and stop proving? What techniques can I give to you to be more present and stop proving? Stop scrolling and stop comparing yourself to others. Stop going for things you don't want. Stop trying to buy the things that you really don't need for proof. Be present. Take that time. Take that moment. I used to be one of those TJ Maxxers, walk in it, friends of mine, a client of mine. We would go into TJ Maxx. She's still recovering from shopaholic, and just buy things. Now, when I go places and I might walk through the mall, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to go in the shop. Before I buy, I now go, is this something I need? Is it something I want? I have bought so many things, and my client, one of my clients I'm working with, has bought so many things to prove the worthiness. Going traveling, I have to buy for my son, my daughter, my niece, my da 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 da. And then you've overweight in your bag. How about something that I tell my clients, and especially when I go on retreats with people? How about just savor this moment? Be present with yourself. and stop thinking about everybody else and how you're going to prove to them that you are present. Because that's what you're doing. You're not being present. You're proving something to them that, oh, well, you know, it's the memory. How is giving to someone, your child that doesn't even live in your state, the memory? And if you prove to them how to be present, then they will also end up in these places and be present. See, we do a lot of this, which is if you're not watching me and you're listening to me, it's scrolling. And then we get on there and we try to prove ourselves, or we see something that somebody else is posting. We're like, oh, that's great. Let me do it too. I'm there. I'm still recovering from it. But that's why you can go in a lot of my social media. And if I, and I tell my clients this too, if you are on there to prove something, stop. Take that moment. Breathe. Journal. Why is this important for me to prove to someone? That is a big part. And I will preach somatic journaling to everybody. That's one of the first things I tell my clients. And if it's not journaling, if it's coloring, if it's something, why do you have to prove? And where does it feel in you to prove? And how can you bring presence into you to give you that same feeling? Most of the time, when we're trying to prove ourselves, there's anxiety attached to it. There's lack of attached to it. What if you can bring the feelings of freedom, value, worth, substance in yourself? So tonight was all about, instead of proving, being present. Proof versus presence. And next week's show is all about, do you really have control? A lot of people are still recovering from that, from being control freaks. Worked with a lot of clients through that and how they let go piece by piece of control. So now I want to ask you, where can you be more present and stop proving in your life? And what can I do to help you get there, to be present and not prove? Because that's what tonight was about and is about. It's about stepping away from proving to society, to your family, to your spouse, and just be present in the person you're meant to be. And the feelings that free you when you're in that state, being authentic, knowing your worth, knowing your value, knowing who you are by connecting to you and not to a thought you have about yourself and what you want for yourself because somebody else has it. And think how liberating, if you are a mother, a grandmother, how liberating it would be to your own children to see that in you to trickle down to them. Because, like I said, those presents for Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, or Christmas, that's not showing present, that's showing proof. Presents don't buy love. Presence with somebody buys love. Well, it doesn't buy love. It proves love. Should have said that better. So, thank you for joining me tonight. I am the host here on Emotional Elevator, and you can find me at sandybird.com. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Emotional Elevator Show. Sandy returns Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central, 5 p.m. Mountain, 4 p.m. Pacific on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Until then, start elevating your emotions and stop riding the emotional elevator that is stopping you from living the life you deserve.